Dennis Ross was the chief U.S. mediator in the Middle East through the days of the Oslo peace process. He's now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Dennis Ross, first, in terms of Washington's approach to the conflict, have we heard President Bush say something new today?
I do think we heard several things that were new from him. The most important things that were new, I think, had to do with actually identifying Yasser Arafat as having been a failed leader and drawing a distinction between Arafat and the Palestinian people. That distinction was drawn without an implication being drawn, but there is something obviously implicit in that. The way I read this is that we're going to make a major effort to create a structure where both sides have responsibilities not only in security, but also both sides have responsibility to help make a political process possible and set in motion a pathway that could deal with the issues that separate the parties in terms of the politics of the situation. And the implication I read is that if Yasser Arafat, now having this opportunity, does not act on it, that we probably will give up dealing with him as a partner.
On the other hand, it leaves room for Mr. Arafat to redeem himself in U.S. eyes if he were to do so, you're saying?
Absolutely. I think what he's being given is an opportunity, but what he's also being told is, this is it. We've had enough failed promises. You have to establish that you are a leader who's prepared to assume the moral responsibility to stop those who would use your territories to go kill Israelis.
And the language about treating Palestinians with dignity at checkpoints, was that uncharacteristically critical of the Israelis for Mr. Bush?
Well, we've heard it before. We certainly heard it in Secretary Powell's speech. I think it was important nonetheless to hear the president say it, because what the president was doing was making it clear that we empathize with the situation the Palestinians face, and he was also sending a message to the Israelis that you are not going to solve your problem ultimately by creating an environment in which all Palestinians suffer. Yes, you have a problem with Arafat, but you're going to have to find a way to live with the Palestinians, and one way to do that is to create an environment where they don't feel humiliated.
The United States still remains extremely discreet about how that crisis might be solved ultimately. At the end of the Clinton administration, when you were still at this, there were ideas on the table. I want to ask you, why doesn't a U.S. official at some point say, look, Israelis, you have to understand, to get to peace with the Palestinians, you've got to get rid of nearly all the settlements. And Palestinians, you've got to give up on the idea of a right of return to pre-1967 Israel for nearly all of the refugees. What would be wrong with saying these are the facts, both peoples had better get used to that now?
I'm not sure there's anything wrong with it. If you want to engage in a process of real truth-telling, what you do is you go through and you say, here are the facts of life. I think at this point, the administration is crossing one threshold in terms of becoming much more actively involved. And to expect them to cross more than one at a time is probably to exceed what would be realistic.
But aren't these the sorts of things that the leadership of both countries have been unable to deal with publicly? We say they can't do it by themselves. This is what they seem to be unable to do.
Well, certainly during the time of Ehud Barak, there was a readiness on the Israeli side to do it. There was not a readiness on the side of Yasser Arafat to do it. Since Prime Minister Sharon became the Prime Minister, in effect, he was never in a position where he had to do that because he was always dealing with terror and violence and making it clear that Israel wasn't going to negotiate under the threat of violence. We've never really seen what Prime Minister Sharon might do in an environment of calm.
There seems to be a contradiction in President Bush's remarks today between an urgency about the Israelis getting out of Palestinian cities and there being a ceasefire. On the other hand, Secretary of State Powell will arrive sometime next week. In your experience, does that mean that there's a week of mayhem ahead?
Well, in my experience, I'm always concerned if there's a gap. There's no such thing as a vacuum. Vacuums and gaps get filled by certain kinds of behaviors. If you're going to announce an initiative, I always feel it's very important to act immediately on that initiative because I'm afraid what may happen between now and then.
Well, Dennis Ross, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Dennis Ross, formerly of the U.S. State Department, now of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.